Tickets, please have your tickets ready.
Children under five must wear safety.
And then children first. Seasickness makes me so nauseous.
Hey there, everybody. Welcome to the Dreamboat Podcast. With me, as always, is my co-host, my co-captain, Connor.
That's me.
I am Scott, and we are going to take a crack at some of our and your dreams, do some dream analysis, and kind of learn some have a fun little learning experience about dreams together.
Yeah, if this is your first time listening, we take some of our own dreams as well as some community solicited dream experiences, and we break them down as to what they might mean, and we're super serious about it. So,
oh yeah, we're all ready to hop on board this dream boat.
So,
and so, do you have any interesting dreams recently, Connor?
I have, yeah, I had a very strange one, a bit of a doozy. So bear with me here. So. Check this. I was in this large empty building, and it seemed like it was kind of partially under construction. Now, as a, we always get into this territory where do we relay what could be incriminating information about ourselves? But as a youth, I used to like to sneak into places I wasn't supposed to be. Never in any criminal sense or way, but probably because I was bored and lived in the suburbs. So it's essentially, there's this large empty building in my dream, kind of partially under construction. And I was there with like a friend of mine that it was a friend I kind of knew, but never really hung out with, you know, a dream friend. And we weren't really supposed to be there. We're trespassing, just kind of looking around, and we're up on like a high floor of this large, mostly finished construction site. After a while, there's, you know, we're just kind of like sitting with our backs against the wall, hanging out, chit-chat. And after a while, somebody comes in, and we weren't expecting anybody. And it's this kind of really shady-looking guy, like dark, creepy-looking. And so we just decided to book it. So we just start running and like past him because the exit is like he comes in, the only exit, the only entrance and exit. So we bolt past him, but I forget my backpack and stuff, so I have to double back and like grab my bag.
Oh no.
And this guy's there, and then all of a sudden there's this other guy, and I think they're doing like a drug deal or some kind of real shady transaction, but he doesn't seem to be bothered by me, so I don't really bother him. And then all of a sudden this guy that I know from work comes in, and he's like pushing this kind of cart full of debris, like a construction cart, but he's not dressed for construction, you know, but it's like this, like a janitorial thing. I don't know. And, he's very goobery kind of guy. And I also, he's the kind of guy who always says stories. I never know like what is true or not. Like he says he's a black belt, and like has all these stories about these fights he's got into. And I just don't know what to believe. Anyway, he says we better get moving because the cops are in the building. Like, they're on their way up. So, you know, we're not supposed to be there. Which is funny, now that I'm thinking about it, the drug dealer guys didn't run away. But my friend my friend and I dash for the elevator.
And yeah, you got to get those teens. Trespassing teens is the real priority.
Now, on the way down, the car stops at a few floors, but nobody ever gets in. And it's like this really cinematic view, like very first person, but like really bizarre. Almost you'd think of like a rail shooter video game at an arcade.
Oh, nice.
Where you're in an elevator and all of a sudden it opens and there's this scene. Which is just like, you know, what a trope. Anyway, the first stop, there seems to be some teens, younger 20-somethings running around like they're hearing the cops are coming. And so they're just like scrambling. Like, oh, God, it's, you know, it's cops. And there's like bottles and stuff around. And then we go down a few more floors, and the second stop, there's about a dozen or so guys, and this floor is kind of like, seems like a parking garage almost, but there's no cars in it. It's kind of like that empty concrete construction. And these dozen guys are like super wasted, out on their feet, just like struggling to stay standing up. And it's pouring rain. And actually that night it really was pouring rain. So I wonder if that was a sonic suggestion.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it was, I mean, it was like pouring so hard. I'm surprised I didn't wake up from it. Because like I got up to pee one time. I was like, oh shit, like the sky is falling. So then we go down to this third stop. And it's, you know, obviously the cops are on their way. But there's these like 30 guys sitting cross-legged and shirtless, like young guys sitting cross-legged and shirtless in the rain. And they all have with them this like big bottle of Bud Ice beer.
This is the parking structure floor? Where
no, this is the next one down.
Oh,
there's like okay. 30 guys all sitting cross-legged. Like they're having this big powwow or whatever. And they're all drinking
beers.
All drinking this Bud Ice beer, like frat guys. Like all these like, you know, 20-year-old frat guys. And they're all pretty drunk, but like coherent. And I was like, guys, like the cops are coming. And I all try to like tell them, hey, like this is gonna be a bad scene. And in unison, they all make this like if you make a W with your thumbs and your index finger, and then you turn it upside down to make an
like
M,
an M,
like an M, and they all chant M-I-C, like
minor
like they're
consumption.
Right, like they're all just like prepared and like they know that they're gonna get arrested and they expect it, and they're just sitting there waiting for the cops. Like it was some kind of like civil disobedience or something. It was very confusing.
Wow. And take a stand.
And yeah.
Were they minors?
I mean, if they were 20.
Oh, I see.
This is America, after all.
It's a little creepy in my head, the way I'm visioning, like, in unison, all these guys.
All these guys just turn their index fingers down, thumbs together, just make this M and just chant M-I-C. Just like once.
They practiced.
It's like a thing that they do, I guess. I don't know. And so the elevator goes down again. This time it opens to street level. And like I can see there's cop cars everywhere. And like cops like heading into the building. You know, not like crazy frenetic energy. But they're like going in there. They've got to clear the building. Da, 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 da. You know, lights are going, but the sirens aren't on. And my friend and I just kind of like walk away out into the night and like part ways. Avoiding the cops. Yeah, we just like leave the building and go off away into the night.
All right, so elevators and dreams, I can already tell you, I bet, without having to look it up.
I mean, hey, this time I wasn't on my way to a party.
No, that's true. What was it? That was a staircase last time, I thought.
Oh, a staircase the first time because the elevator was broken and the second
one
was
that's right.
Elevator.
All right, so the elevator represents the ups and downs of your life. I am curious, though, what trespassing means in your dream.
Yeah.
That's probably a bit more of a complex one. I'm sure there's some abstract motifs that your subconscious is trying to get whacked out there.
Mm.
Okay, so according to this completely not reputable, what dreams means, it's this guy again. So trespassing might represent you approaching an area of knowledge in your life where you can't go without the permission of a higher spiritual authority. And I would also assume probably you approaching an area of knowledge where you can't go without your own, like without challenging yourself to get there.
Okay.
So trespassing means you're trying to get something, but you're restricted in some way. You're trying to learn something.
Okay, and what did the elevator mean again?
And the elevator just means the ups and downs of your life.
Gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Or it could also symbolize metaphor for sexual intercourse. I have a feeling that's not what this was.
Yeah, this was not that.
Not a sexy trespassing.
No. I haven't had one of those in a while.
Now, dreaming about Bud Light Black.
No,
was it black?
No, Bud Ice.
like Bud Ice in your dreams? Yeah. I'm just kidding. There's nothing about Bud Ice in your dreams. I don't
like
know.
Bat,
let's find
like,
out what beer. What dreaming about beer?
Because there's obviously like a lot of consumption of some kind going on in this building. But like me and my friend weren't drunk. We were just watching all this happen.
Okay. Well, you know what's weird though? So the context was underage kids kind of doing a weird voodoo powwow dealio.
Right.
While drinking. But seeing beer in your dream is generally a positive omen. But you weren't like in a pub or anything. You just saw beer.
Right.
But I think in this context, that wouldn't be right because you were trespassing. The cops were chasing you.
There was like risk. There's risk of being arrested. Although if I was just there and not drinking, I was probably the least of their tickets to write.
Yeah.
No, police. Police tend to represent structure, rules, power, authority, control. So maybe I'm running away from trying to avoid the authority as I'm trying to get what I need but can't have since I'm a trespasser.
Trying to break on through. Okay, that's interesting. But dreaming of rain could represent depression or sadness or cleansing and releasing of negative emotions. Okay, so here you are. Let's break this down. So you are in this building and you're going up and down. So here's you, trials and tribulations. You've got your good days and your bad days, and you are being hounded by some kind of authority in your life. I could be interpreted a lot of different ways.
I would say in this case, you know, yeah, okay, highs and lows. I'm up at the top of this building, but the elevator is me on my way to freedom. It's like a race.
Oh, yeah.
It's like a race to my liberty, my liberation.
Okay. Okay. So then the rain.
Now the rain. it was raining. So like that's the thing. Is that, like I said, like some sort of sonic suggestion?
See, that's cool. We haven't talked about that yet. Well, a little bit where your dreams actually, you know, walk into your real life.
Right. And I have experienced that before where my alarm will happen, but I'll hear my alarm in my dream.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and like that'll be the last thing before you wake up.
I've had those. My only weird thing here is the fact that you are like a voyeur to all these weird, almost like illicit deals going on in secret. Like, was there a secretive vibe when you went to the drug deal, or did they just not give a shit?
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. No, it was like they just weren't there. They like didn't care that I was there.
Okay, and then the other guys didn't really seem to give a shit about you either. The frat guys in the circle.
Now, to see fraternity members in your dream, maybe a metaphor that you need to be more open and friendly. Where me and my elevator dreams on the way to parties have suggested the same things recently.
Huh.
And they're just like open and like ready to, I guess, go down without a fight. Like stand up to the authority. I know it was a big dream. It's the longest one I've ever written out.
Nice.
But avoiding,
I
guess for me, seeing the drug deal, being afraid, but realizing that everything is not as it seems, perhaps that's too easy a way to boil it down, but it was this imagined danger that had no real, there's nothing to be afraid of, essentially.
Right.
Because rather than
it's
like
coming for you, you're the one. You're the authority that's restraining yourself then in that case.
I mean, and that's the other thing is I never dealt with the cops. It was the idea. It was just the idea of the cops that made us flee. So perhaps it is once again myself holding myself back, and I gotta quit feed myself avocados and dive across a pool deck up on a lounge chair.
Well, the theme of every dream is going to be you are holding yourself back in this way.
In some way. Yeah, right. Or this needs to be addressed in your life.
Or you're not looking at this. Okay, so I that one's got a lot. I think we might have to come back to that one if we make some sort of breakthrough on what, you know, Bud Ice means in certain contexts, or what, or even the hand gesture thing. That's weird.
Yeah, it was very specific.
Like a ritual or just a weird little trick they do as frat bros.
Now, the thing here about us using the internet is it never ceases to amaze me. To dream of ice beer means that this has reflected your self-confidence. A wise response to this dream is to get a clear message about what you would like from life. The ice indicates that you are being cold with people in your waking life. If the beer was flat, stale, or unpleasant in any way, this is a warning that you should not be persuaded by another in regards to a situation where your reputation is on the line.
Whoa, okay, so the guys who have a very strong fraternal bond and are drinking and, something that represents that you're too cold with people.
And they're super self-confident, yeah.
And they're super confident.
So much so that they're just, like, ready to get arrested.
Whoa. Dude, this is, like, a theme with you and your dreams, because the other guy also broke the rules to be a badass and fly out of the pool that one time, remember? He dove out of the pool. Yeah.
Well, and they are... man, I just had a thing I was going to say. They're unfazed by fear. Completely unfazed. Because here I am, like, Chicken Little. Hey, guys, this place is about to, like, go up in red and blue. So be careful. And they're just like, M-I-C.
Do it. Do it, you little bitch. Damn, dude, that's a good one.
So, yeah, sometimes you got to break all the rules.
Yeah, sometimes you got to be a fucking... punk ass.
He's a rogue cop.
He's a loose cannon.
There you go.
So I actually have a user submission today. First one from Facebook.
Excellent. And if any of you all would like to have your dream interpreted like the person that we are about to read their dream, you can get at us on the Facebooks, or you can email to dreamboatpodcast@gmail.com, and we'll respond and you know, ask if you want your anonymity protected and all that good stuff, however you want to be credited on your submission.
So I actually did not get specification whether or not they wanted anonymity, so I'm going to assume so anyways. So my buddy Trevor says that he had a read it.
Great.
In Trevor's voice. I had a dream. I took a train ride in Europe for 4 hours and just stared out the window the whole time. What does that mean, besides me being a boring person?
Mm.
So it seems like there's only really two symbols to work with here. But being on a long trip, we did that last time, or like the Winnebago represented, like, you know, ambition or like where you want to go in life or potential goals, right?
Yeah, but to have that ambition and to not do anything with it, essentially, is what I'm getting here.
Okay.
Where here you are, traveling in Europe, and all you're doing is riding the train, seeing things, not necessarily doing anything. Now, again, I guess there's a lot we can, you know, talk about with trains. So I guess... like you said, ambition and those sorts of things, but also like anything that we're going to uncover in dream scenario, it could be your life's journey. Now.
Yeah. Well, I just looked one up right here. So it says a railroad in your dream might indicate that you've laid out a set track towards achieving your goals, which is different. And I like this. It's because you're on rails.
Now,
so there's not a lot of choice in there.
Along with that, I guess I don't know Treba, and so we have to do the best that we can here, but to see a train in your dreams can represent conformity. So you're just going along with what everybody else is doing.
You're walking the line.
You're just doing the thing, and... you're not paying too much mind or necessarily what you want to be doing. It's just what you're doing. Maybe because
like
everybody
one.
Else is doing it. I don't know.
I see one here that says, perhaps a situation or relationship in your waking life has become monotonous, and sometimes you need to go off track more and explore other possibilities.
Going off the rails.
Also, dream about Europe symbolizes possible changes in your life, not necessarily good or bad, but according to this site, a dream in which you're traveling around Europe is a prophetic one. So pack your bags. Looks like you're going to Europe soon.
Well, I think even that, if, you know, Europe is all, you know, all these things that you want to do and you're stuck on these rails and you're on this train looking out the window thinking, oh, God, I wish I had just like stop off here in
Europe,
here in Prague. Oh, I wish I could stop off here in Gay Paris. But you don't. It means maybe you should take some action here. Let's turn this train ride into a, you know, a bicycle tour or something.
Wow, this one's really morbid. It says if you were traveling around Europe but you weren't satisfied with it in your dream, which I don't want to assume, but
don't
it
sounds
like you're bored. It suggests that you'll miss probably the most crucial chance ever given to you.
So keep your eyes out.
Yeah, make sure you're say yes to everything for a little bit there, Trevor. That's an interesting one. I really like. I don't think I've ever had a train dream.
Yeah, I would say perhaps you could think about, you know, things that you feel like you're not taking any action on that you're kind of doing. Think about why you're doing those things or why you're following that path. And, you know, maybe cancel that Amtrak ticket and maybe go hitchhike instead.
Yeah, stop off somewhere. Take some chances.
Yeah,
try. Take the most important chance of your life.
Well, don't miss the most important chance.
Don't miss the most important.
But, like, yeah, I think everybody can afford to get out there and do some cool shit just because.
Say yes to everything.
Well,
not everything.
Not everything.
At least one. But yeah.
Now one last thing here. To dream about the train. Oh, hold on a second. Oh, never mind. Nope.
To dream about the train.
To dream about the train. No, this is about a different word for train. A train on a dress. And, well, Trevor, if you were on the train of a dress traveling through Europe, that sounds like a crazy fucking dream. I'd really like to hear about you riding the train of a dress all the way across Europe.
What is a train of a dress?
That's like, you know, when there's the bride and like...
Oh, her... like coattails, but for dresses.
Coattails, but for dresses.
I actually had a thought that when we were talking about, when you brought up the rain... In your dream, mm-hmm. coming from real life storm, I remembered just now that when I was very young, I did have a dream where that happened.
Tell me more.
In comedic fashion, I was very, very young. This is probably one of the first dreams I remember. And I was sleeping over at my buddy's house, who lived down the street. And in my dream, I was in a zoo, as in the Phoenix Zoo. And I was looking at all these animals. And just kind of wandering. I think I was by myself. So I'm an unattended child wandering through the zoo. And all of a sudden I hear a grown woman scream. Like a horrified scream. And I turn and look at her. And she's got a little girl with her, like her daughter. And she's clutching her daughter near. And she's pointing right at me and just shrieking at me. And it was like Invasion of the Body Snatchers, you know, crazy. Like, well, it was a normal, like terrified scream. And she's pointing at me and she looks really scared. And I look around, like, if there's a scary thing right behind me. But no, it's me. She's, like, pointing at me. And it's getting louder and louder and louder. And I'm like, oh, my God, what is going on? You know, just, And then
very Twilight Zone.
It starts to, like, get this weird, like, vibrato. And it just turns into this, and it's a mosquito flying into my ear when I was a little kid. And I woke up just, like, all panicked and freaked out. But, yeah, But what was really, really interesting to me is that the scream bit, like she was yelling at me there for a while, whereas in real life a mosquito just flew into my ear, so my sense of time was a little bit skewed, I think.
Well, that's
I don't know. Maybe it was just nearby then. Also, it's hard to say.
But that's the thing about dreams. Some people say that they've dreamed for days and days and days, and obviously your periods of REM sleep are like 20 or 30 minutes or something like that, right? The sleep cycle where we're supposed to be dreaming, where I'll fall asleep for a 15-minute snooze and have a dream like I had just read, which ended up being this whole paragraph, which in, you know, experienced time seems longer than that.
Was that the case with that dream? Was that just a nap?
Well, I do a lot of snoozing on my days off. So, you know, it may be I lay down for another half hour or whatever, and I actually find that that gives me a lot more dreams. Like, I'll go to sleep, have my regular whatever, I'll set an alarm, but knowing that that's ambitious, I'm not going to fucking get up at 8. I'm going to sleep in until 8:30, and then it's 8:30, I'm like, yeah, 8:45 sounds pretty good, 9 o'clock, okay. And then I'll get up, hopefully. But I do find that in those little periods of time, I do tend to like fall into these different dreams. That's when I tend to have those like clusters of 3 or 4.
And then the ones where you're like not in your deep REM sleep are supposed to be like half in, half out dreams. They're supposed to be much more susceptible to outside influences, sounds, much less of a, you know, full-on Hollywood production that your brain's making for you. Those are the REM ones.
Yeah, crazy, vivid.
That's the one that gets the Cameron budget. Yeah, but the other ones are sort of like shoestring indie film dreams. You know, falling in or out of sleep.
Yeah, I guess. I don't know.
Well, that's just what the reading... Well, I think we covered prompting. That on an earlier episode.
Yeah.
Anyways. You got any other dreams that you want us to pick apart here? Anything recent?
Yeah, I had a bit of a bizarre one, but I guess I'll go through quickly just because there are some really funny images in it.
Let me get my Googles. All right, go.
So I was with an old friend of mine, a family that I used to spend a whole lot of time with as a youth, to the point where, you know, I was at their household almost as much as I was at my own, especially weekends and such. So I was hanging out with them, and we were supposed to meet their family and we were older now, like at this age, whatever. We're supposed to meet them to go out to this establishment. And so we were walking around at night, and it was almost kind of like these funky warehouse kind of places. Everything was like still very clean. And we're looking for this club or this bar. And so finally we get to the place, and we go inside, and it's like very small. It's very small. Like, there's probably 6 of us in there. And it was basically like a glorified booth, right? So we all kind of squeeze into this booth, and this guy comes out. He tells us this is like this craft beer experience or whatever. So we're all sitting there at this booth. Okay, cool, fine. And then, like, a couple people start coming through and like climbing up this ladder. And then there's like this musician lady that like climbs up this ladder. And then there's another guy who like climbs up. He's like, oh yeah, I'll be taking care of you guys this evening. And then there's this other lady who like claims to be the creator of most of these brews or whatever. So we're kind of like deciding. And then all of a sudden, before I know it, the room is moving. And all I can really explain is like, it was like we were in a box truck or something. And so, like, instead of being nighttime, like, and being dark, like, now it's daytime. But we're driving around in this, like, little fly, like, little room, you know? And up above, there's this lady that's, like, this live musician. And then there's this really weird, like, 3-string nylon electric guitar thing next to me with these, like, fiber optic strings. So yes. I was just like able to jam with this lady playing this like Enya / like 90s Enigma, if you know that band. Anyway, and so like I would just be able to do these like little riffs, and the guitar string would turn red when you played it. And then I handed it to my buddy's dad. Like I said, it was something like fiber optic string. I handed it to my buddy's dad, and he played it and like got a huge kick out of it because he like, you know, play guitar in the 60s and 70s and stuff. And
what was the box before it took off? Like what was the room?
It's almost like a
bruise, like a bar.
Yeah, or like a tiny, you know, like a. It's like a very small room, like a booth almost, you know? Basically, like a room big enough for a small semicircular, you know, rectangular semicircle booth, elongated semicircular booth.
It's like a whole new spin on those. I just accidentally made a pun. It's a whole new spin on those revolving restaurants.
Well done.
Comedy podcast, folks. Okay, so seeing musical instruments in your dream indicates the expectation of fun and pleasures. So you're focused on enjoying life.
Mm.
Huh. Alternatively, I like this. The dream may be telling you that you've been played or taken advantage of.
Oh, you got played.
And of course, everything's a dick, and certain musical instruments are symbolic of sexual organs. And blah, 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 blah. Why?
When I was looking up police earlier, I was like, "Oh, are you sexually repressed? Because cops and handcuffs mean." I was just like, "Okay."
Bud Light Ice could mean a lot of things, but it also means sex for sure. All right, to hear harmonious and soothing music, is that how you would describe the aria that was going on the top there, or was it just...
Kind of. I was more focused on the sweet little, like, electric guitar riffs with this...
Yeah, that's a cool...
With these light-up strings I was making.
Does that exist? Because that's a great idea. That's a million-dollar idea right there. The fiber optic glow strings.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
Guitar.
It was a cool thing.
Well, the music itself signifies prosperity and pleasure. So apparently you're expressing your emotions in a positive way.
That's a good thing.
Music serves to heal the soul. No, I think anytime you would dream about music, that would be a really good omen, as long as it's like good music. You know, not like creepy music. I don't know if I've ever dreamed of making or hearing music.
I mean, I couldn't, you know, vocalize what it was that I played, other than it was just kind of like a little like... Skillin' in metal now, like here
just
and there,
scatting,
yeah, just like a,
in
but
the
it
weird
was, you know,
room.
It was like an electric guitar. It was just like going on while this lady was like performing up on like the roof. Like she wasn't in the room, like so. I don't know what it is that this little room or building was, but I imagined
so you
it
see
was
her.
Like,
or
the weird thing was, I feel like I remember looking up and like seeing her bottom half through a window, which doesn't make any sense. Like, I feel like she, like, her midriff was showing and had a belly button piercing, but that's, like, all I can tell you. And I don't know who was driving this thing or if it was driving or, like, what the deal was, but there are definitely people somehow above me. And we were just kind of in this, like, cruising little booth.
Cruising little booth. To dream that you or someone has a belly button piercing denotes your deep connection with your mother.
Okay, great.
I have a very short one-off, but I have not been remembering my dreams as of late. I've been actually twisted my ankle in front of a bunch of ASU girls the other day. That was pretty sweet.
Ooh.
So I've been taking it easy.
Were you doing a cool thing?
It definitely was not. I was just coming back from my bank. I was definitely playing Pokemon Go, and that's not
so
what made
you were
me crash.
Doing a real cool wait, were you crashing?
Oh God, I was the least cool guy.
Were you on a bike or a?
No, I was on a skateboard and just like, yeah. I mean, this isn't our beefing it podcast.
I still want to hear it. I think everybody
but,
does
okay,
at this
so,
point.
I'm coming back from the bank. I just dropped off all my tips and yeah, I'm cruising. I've got the little Pokemon Go Plus. Okay, I wasn't being. Dangerous about this at all. I don't even have to look at my phone to catch Pokemans. I just tap this little thing on my wrist.
Oh.
And I'm riding along. And there's a group of ASU girls on my right, and I'm coming to the railroad tracks there on 13th.
Mm-hmm.
And my wheel gets caught in one of those little water main deals, you know, the little blue circle.
Ooh.
And it just stops. And so
that's a hard physics lesson.
I misspoke though. I didn't eat shit. Here's what happened: is my board stops and my momentum's going, and I did like a Street Fighter leg sweep, but my right ankle stayed perfectly still. So I just like swiveled it with my whole body weight really hard, and like I hobble back on, and all the girls are like, "Oh my god, are you okay?" I was just thinking, "No, go away, don't look, nobody look," and I just fucking hobbled my way back to the apartment and iced it.
Oh jeez.
Doing a lot better now, but yeah, man, I've been fucking stumpy at work. Gimpy. But yeah, so as a result, my dreams have suffered. I think they've kind of gone into all the blood's been going to the foot instead of the brain when I sleep.
That's an interesting thesis.
Yeah, right. I did have one. It was a very good dream, and I hate when I have really, really good dreams, because when I wake up, it's not my life, and it's like, oh shit. I had a crazy, crazy dream, and like, what's cool is it's like a movie that you get to watch, but like you're playing in real time, so you get to actually experience these feelings. You know, when something crazy happens, like running and shit, like you actually get to feel what that. It's like a simulation. See what it would be like. You get to test drive a reality.
So you're dreaming about running while you had a bust ass ankle.
Well, no, I was dreaming that it was one of those running ones where I could run. Yeah. And it was after I busted my ankle and I was going really quick, but I couldn't like fly. It wasn't like that good. And I got back to my apartment that I live in now. And in this dream, and I was wearing like sweet clothes. Like I just had the sickest t-shirts that like everyone was looking at me and giving me the guns and like, whoa, you know? And I was like, haha, yeah, styling. And I get back to my house and I open like a sock drawer and it's full of money. It's just overflowing with $100 bills. And I was like, oh man, did I forget about all the hundos that I keep stashing away here for like 6 years tight? I'm like really, really wealthy now. And I just like, I woke up going, oh man, I don't have like $75,000 laying around right now. But like that feeling just being like, oh man, I'm set for a while here.
And I don't have all those super cool clothes.
Oh. They say money can't buy happiness. I'll tell you, in that moment there, just like you'd find a quarter, but instead you find, you know, 75K, 75 Gs. That's the good feeling. That's the, oh, I'm going to go get some candy right now.
I hear you, man. I mean, most of my dreams come back to finances. Like most of my stress, I should say, come back to finances.
Yo también. But yo también.
Yeah, ain't that the life we chose? Now, let me see. I'm trying to find the running fast. There's got to be, you know, that's got to have happened to more than one person here.
Oh yeah, no, we've covered that. The one where you can like almost fly, like the Hulk leap, you know, from that terrible film, that terrible movie film.
So, I mean, yeah, I think we've talked about that, but I think the meaning of just like, you know, the flash speed, but I think what that says to me is you're dreaming that you were just completely in control, completely in control. So much so that there are no obstacles that literally nothing could slow you down.
Nothing like, gonna break my stride.
Yeah, you know, no water main holes, you know, nothing. It's going to slow you down and make you do a Ryu leg sweep improperly. Now, so, like clothes is a symbol of your public self and how you're perceived. So like here you are, you're super in control and you are exactly who you want people to think you are, like you feel super confident. I don't know. I've known you a long time and I don't think you like, hey, I want everybody to think I'm Mr. Cool Guy, but in that you have this sort of confidence.
I mean, I do want everyone to think that I'm Mr. Cool Guy, but I did also recently get a haircut
now,
which is like, I haven't paid for a haircut in a long time. So I was like, hell yeah, looking good, feeling good, which is any haircut. Anyone who gets a good haircut, you kind of be like, yeah.
Keyword, good haircut. To dream you're wearing brand new clothes signifies new attitudes and a new persona. So not only are you so super in control that you're running a million miles an hour, you have this new attitude and a new persona. Now, I have to ask.
Sure.
These clothes that you were wearing, they weren't a chicken suit, were they?
Oh, they definitely were. I forgot to mention that. No, it was just like regular.
The dream you're wearing a chicken suit implies that your subconscious is calling you a chicken. I just want that to be out there. Just so you know.
Oh man, I love that. Like the dream, the guys in the dream controller are like, call him a pussy, put him in a chicken suit.
yeah, you've seen, you've seen Inside Out, right?
Yeah, that's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah. the movie production studio. Yeah. Oh man.
To see or win money in your dream indicates success and prosperity are within your reach. I mean, literally so much in your reach that they're like in your drawers, and not just like in your drawers, like in your drawers.
Like I'm accidentally finding, I'm like accidentally finding large sums of money, which is, it's just the opposite of real life right now.
Now, money, dreaming about money can refer to your attitudes about love and matters of the heart. So you have this dream that you're so super in control that you can just haul ass, nothing's in your way. You have a confidence about yourself and you are literally overflowing with like love and power.
Damn, it's a little overwhelming. It's a lot of responsibility.
I can see how you weren't too ready to wake up from that one.
Yeah, no, waking up from that kind of sucked.
But hey, it's an affirmation of reminding you what it is that you want.
I suppose so.
You know, like when you're stuck on a train, you can't go anywhere unless you know where you're going or where you want to go.
So I'm kind of much less trapped, I guess. That's what it seems like. Okay. So overall, I guess, dissecting that one kind of makes it a little more...
Alternatively, you told me that you just got a new job.
Yes.
That's job for people that don't speak.
That is a nuevo trabajo.
And perhaps this is your, in some ways, a self-affirmation of... You took steps in your own control to go down a path of a career that you've been wanting to advance in for a long time. And you are making strides away from, working in a way that may have been fun and met a lot of people, but wasn't necessarily like nurturing you intellectually, if I may go so far as to say that.
I mean, I also have a lot of options right now, being in this transitory between job phase. You know, I slammed out a whole resume, just carpet bomb. And yeah, I don't know. I guess having an opportunity is kind of reflecting back in that dream as well. You said that the money could represent love or potential. So I'm brimming out of my sock drawer with potential.
Scott. Potential coming out of the socks, out of your drawers.
I'm a drawers.
All up out of everywhere. maybe it's some of that, like, you know, some of that self-love.
Yeah,
man, we sure are getting real deep for a comedy podcast. I don't think I've said fart once this whole time.
Well, now you have. Here. Now we're good. Don't worry.
Right. Okay, good. I met the quota.
We got to hit our fart quota from here on out, folks. Connor, what do you think? You want to play us out?
Hey, I think I hear that lovely accordion tune a-coming right now. You hear it?
I do.
You hear it? It's fading in. I mean, you're not really going to hear it because that's not how editing works.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, I hear it. Oh, yeah. Now I hear it. Mm-hmm. The Hershey blows. Gotcha. That's not how editing works. Thank you for joining us once again. This has been the Dreamboat Podcast with me, Scott.
And your other Captain Connor. And until next time, sail away.
Sail away.
To dreamy land.
To dreamy land.